Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
Ako po si Earl, one of the pastor here in Victory Metro East. For some of you, you don't know me, no? We are in a current series right now entitled Who Cares? And let me share a bit about my wife is with me. Queen is here. Kung makikita po kayo na may kasama kayo na mas matangkad sa akin, hindi ko po sinusundan yun. Ano? Ayan, nasawa ko po yan. And siya po yung ina na laging saklolo. Ayan. Every time my kids are in pain or in trouble, they're, you know, pumupunta siya. And then even sometimes if someone, I'm in trouble also sometimes, she's there. Actually, siya yung inspirasyon ko. Ayan. Nagkataon lang hawak ko yung mic. Mas pastor pa siya sa akin. I'm spearheading yung pastoral services po natin. For some of you don't know, ito po yung pinakamasayang ministry here. Kasi po, pag nagsalita ako, kailangan naka-Amerikana ako. Ayan. Kailangan may catering services dyan. Ayan. Kailangan lahat nakangiti kasi wedding. At ito rin po yung pinakamalungkot. Kasi kahit na anong ganda ng mga bulaklak, no amount of flowers wipe the tears of those people na nawalan po ng mahal sa buhay. At bigla na naman akong sasaya pag may isinilang. Nandun po ako sa baby dedication. At pag ang isang tao po nakabili ng bagong bahay at bagong sasakyan, nandun na naman ako. Kaya po, madalas po, confused ako. I need care. You know? So, anyway, let's talk about who cares. Normally, we heard this statement, these praises, loudly and silently, without you talking or verbalizing this statement. Marinig po natin to sa street. You know, those who are homeless. Those who are in pain. Those who are confused, rejected. You know, does anyone care? Meron ba nakakaintindi sa pinagdadaanan ko ngayon? You know, sometimes we look at to other people and then wala tayong makita ang sagot. And then we look up to God. Does Jesus care? Does God really care? Sometimes hanggang dito lang to sa head, ano? My desire, my goal for every one of us right now is to have a greater revelation of Christ's compassion. Let's start with the word of prayer. Can I request everyone to stand? The Lord, you are in our midst. Lord, you know, inside out, there's nothing that we can hide. Grant us a new revelation, a fresh insight of who you are. Lord, as you unfold yourself, Lord, allow us to see who you are. Allow us, Lord, to see the topic that we're going to talk about today, Lord God, not just a head knowledge, but let it penetrate, let it sink into our soul, into our spirit, that we may serve you well in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Take your seat. You know, hindi lang po sa atin to, no? Sa panahon natin to, even sa Old Testament, sometimes tinatanong natin, is it really real? Is it totoo ba yun? Does really God cares? Does Jesus care? Does He knows that I'm existing or I'm just eating up space? Even sa Psalms 142, a writer of Psalms, ito po ang sabi niya, look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. Whoa. I have no refuge. No one cares for what? My life. Hindi pa tayo nag-exist. Even the writer of Psalms, he expressed yung kanyang emotion. Sabi niya, walang nag-aaruga, walang nagkakalinga sa akin. May nakakaintindi ba? But again, is it really true? Does Jesus care? You know, people may fail you. God may, you know, you may fail yourself, but God, He will not fail you. And I want you to open up your heart right now. You know, that's why our topic is, He cares. Again, as I've shared, it should not be a head knowledge. God really cares. You know, but sometimes we are numb because of the busyness, because of the distraction. We cannot comprehend, we cannot grasp, you know, that God really cares. Let me read Matthew 9. Let's just dive in right away to our topic right now. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. He moved with that compassion because they were harassed, helpless like sheep without a shepherd. I will talk about the compassionate Christ. You know, the scripture started with the name Jesus. Let me ask you a question. In a previous series that we had, it expressed who Jesus is. He's Lord, he's the Son of God. And even right now, God is making himself known. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the image of invisible God. He is God in flesh. He's the most exciting person in this universe. He's not selfish. And he's not insecure. He's not inferior. He doesn't, you know, we worship God not because he needs it, but because we need it. Hindi siya insecure na, remind me how worthy I am. Hindi po, we need it. You know, Jesus, even our Heavenly Father is the Father of all compassion. Even the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of comfort. Bago po sinulat yung Matthew 9:35-36, there are 16 account ng miracle ni Christ. 16 account of that miracles, and then sinulat po yung talatang ito. So let's, Jesus went through all the towns and villages. The Christ's compassion knows no boundaries, knows no distance. Ang awa po ng Panginoon, ang habag niya, wala po yan. Kahit saan ka, sa Karangalan ka, katagatikbing ka, Kogyo ka, kahit saan. You know, a town is a little bit smaller than the cities, and then a village is a little bit lower than the town. So Jesus goes all kinds of people, paikot-ikot siya. Sabi doon, Jesus went through, was going, he's not running away. In Galilee, ang dami pong towns and villages doon. Hindi siya lumalayo. You know, kung meron kang concern, I don't know what particular status that you at right now, hindi kanya, he's not gonna give up on you. Maring tapos ka ng law school. Ano ba yung law school? Mababang paaralan ng Rosario, elementary school. Aabutin ka niya. O probably graduate ka ng PUP, Philippine University of the Philippines. Tama ba yun? Parang may mali ata doon. What particular school, you know, status, kaya kanyang abutin? Bakya ka ba? Geologs ka ba? Social ka? You know, class ka ba? Medyo dignified ka ba? Napagumiti ka lang 1/4? Tapos ang tingin mo right and left lang, kaya kang abutin. Jesus is for all people. Jesus went. He's not running away. He's going. He's going. All of the towns and villages. Yun po ang napakaganda sa Panginoon. I will show you some pictures right now. You know, it has no boundary. That's the compassion of Christ. Wala pong boundary. Walang status. You speak English, Tagalog. Ano kaya at salita sa heaven? Ano kaya tingin nyo? Yung NIV, New Ilonggo version tayo ngayon. Eh, ano? So I don't know what particular language or dialect in heaven, pero it shows that God compassion. You know, our God is so compassionate. Hindi siya selfish. Pag naawa siya, totoo po yun. It comes from within. He was moved. Hindi po to selfish na may agenda or naawa because superficial lang. And then he crossed road. Kaya niyang pumasok sa urban, even sa rural. Walled cities, sabi niyo, paano lang kaming mayayaman? Nako, okay, mag-alala. Concerned din si Lord sa naguhitang Everest niyo. O nasaktan na bulbo niyo. Yun yung gadget niyo. Concerned din ng Panginoon. But at this particular scenario, Jesus showing himself not just the walled cities, but even the unwalled cities. Crossover, crossroad, umiikot po ang Panginoon. Ganun po ang awa ng Panginoon sa bawat isa sa atin. Are you glad? Jesus is for all people. He entered into this messy world. The world is so messy. And we're living in a broken world. Alam niyo po ba na the world is broken? Kaya po may dentista, ano po ba meron? Sirang ngipin. Kaya may mekaniko, may sirang sasakyan. Eh pag may doktor, may sirang tao. Eh pag sa mental hospital. So we're living in a broken world. We're living in a compassionless world. We're living in an angry world. Siguro pag-gising nyo kanina, galit na kayo. And then pag-parking nyo palang, galit na kayo. And then kahit saan, siguro pagagalitan na naman kami ni Pastor. Lalo na yung, wag na lang, ayan. Wala akong sinabi. Ako talaga, Pastor Ed, ay. Hindi. So, we're living, hindi ganun. You know, Jesus is for all people. The church door is for all people. Noon po at hanggang ngayon. Moving on, Christ's compassion meets the deepest need. It was so simple. Read it. Can we just flash the scripture? Teaching in the synagogues, alam niyo po, pag may 10 Israelites, they were ought to build a house, read the scripture, and then house of prayer. Can you imagine towns and villages, more than almost 10 Israelites or more than 10 Israelites? Ang daming synagogue doon. So Jesus is preaching, he was teaching, preaching the good news of the kingdom. Can you imagine, can you picture going from one village to another preaching the good news? Sino sa inyo gusto niya ng bad news? Gusto ko ng bad news. Pagpasok, gusto ko pag may bisita ako, masasama yung balita. Gusto niyo ba yun? No, when Jesus speak, he spoke the word of knowledge, he speak good news. Before the Bible was written, here on earth, it was written in the heart and mind of God. Alam niyo po ba, you're gonna be wiser than your enemies? Kaaway niyo po ba yung asawa niyo? If you knew the Bible, you're gonna be wiser than your enemies, so you're gonna have more insight than the teacher. You will understand more than the aged. You don't, medyo, ako po, I'm getting old, kami ni Pastor Ed, even si Pastor Don, pero we are still fresh. There's, hindi niyo po kilala, we are still fresh. There's something inside of us because of the Word of God. You know, because of the wisdom of God. You know, you live far above your circumstance. So yun po, the people, some of the people na visit ni Jesus Christ, they don't need healing. They need biblical guidance. They need the Word of God across the board. And then, some people, can you imagine, when you receive a good news, ang saya-saya mo. And then after that, healing every disease and sickness. Concern si Lord sa ingrown mo. Tanggalin mo. And every sickness, you know, they cannot afford, lalo na po yung mahihirap, they cannot afford to go to that pool of Bethesda. You know, may meat po kasi doon eh, na pag ini-steer up, yung kunin ko lang ha, last topic natin, pag yung pool po doon, kaya maraming tao doon, eh pag meron doon anghel na bumababa, ini-steer up yung water, kaya nag-iikot sila. And some people from Galilee, you know, they cannot afford from going from one place to another to those, hindi sila makabayad. Or hindi sila makabili. Wala pang generika noon. Wala pang mga gamot doon. Puro herb lang. So they were in deep pain. They were in deep sorrow. Can you imagine a paralytic na he doesn't know how to walk. He doesn't know how to mag-mall walking. You know? Hindi niya matandaan yun. Yung pipe, hindi niya alam what it means to sing. Sa video okay. Or yung bulag, they don't know what the sun, kung anong nasa paligid nila. And suddenly Jesus came and then they were healed. Siguro nung gumaling yung mga pilay, nagsisipuan sila. Nagpapa-jump shot sila. And then yung mga bulag, talagang look up silang ganun. Ano? And then yung, can you imagine yung mga paralytic na nakatayo sila, they were thirsty for hug, they were thirsty for embrace, and now hawak-hawak nila yung pamilya nila. Can you imagine the town, the villages, there's such a festivity? And then tayo, pag binasa natin dito, malungkot tayo. Thank you Lord for the healing. Kaya ayaw ng iba sa Kristyanismo eh. If you just look at deeply, you have to look, keep on looking until it becomes saying, there's the good news of the kingdom and there's healing from one place to another. You know, yung Christ's compassion, more than just knows no boundary, you know, it meet the needs. More than the physical needs, you know, Are you experiencing deep-seated loneliness right now? Alam niyo, pagka umiyak kayo, madaling punasan yun eh. Pero pagka umiyak ang kaluluwa niyo, it stay inside. Kayang gamutin ng Panginoon yun. Like this picture. Are you a type of person na isa na lang, bibigay na ako? Jesus knew. Ganun po ang situation noon sa villages na yon. Are you stressful? Tingnan niyo yung katabi niyo. Oh, wag niyan tingnan. So Jesus was moved, and then those people, he preached the gospel, and can you imagine when he walked, he was not just famous, he's just popular. Kaya pag nalakad siya, there's a lot of crowd, a multitude following him. Rejoicing, the family, nag-reconcile sila, they receive a new insight. So, yun po yung compassion ng Panginoon sa bawat isa sa atin. Third, Christ's compassion sees beyond the natural. How far can you see? Let's just read this scripture. When he saw the crowds, so nakita ni Jesus yung multitude, gumaling, tinuruan niya, sumusunod sa kanya. He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Beyond that physical sickness, beyond that ailments, beyond that pain, beyond that hurts, beyond those status, beyond those achievements, beyond those people who believes in them, beyond those applause, kayang tumingin ng Panginoon na mas malayo. Beneath the skin. Kung kayo, titingnan niyo po ako. Oh, tumingin lang kayo sandali. Ayan. That's how far can you see me. But my wife is here. She can see further. Nakita niya yung, ha, wag na lang. Baka. Because we've been together. I've been married for almost 16 years. God is a God. Before you were born, you know, a mother may forget her nursing child, but he will not forget you. You are inscribed in the palms of his hand. He knows you inside. Hindi ka pa nga nagkakasala, tinanggap ka na niya. At alam niya, 10 years ago na tinanggap mo siya, 5 years, 10 years from now, you might fall. Baka tutumba ka. But still, he accepted you because he see beyond what you are right now. And then, ikasay mo, hindi mo, Lord, wag po, I'm a sinner. As if, malaki pa yung kasalanan mo kay God. Mas malaki pa po ba yung pain nyo, yung hurts nyo? Sometimes, even here, nagsasalita ako, and you cannot hear me because the pain is so real, the resentment is so real, you cannot hear me. You cannot hear the scripture because of that pain. Lord, hindi, concerned ka ba sa rental ko? Past due na? Lord, concerned ka ba sa tuition? Concerned ka ba sa yung credit card ko? Lord, do you know what I'm into right now? Concerned ka ba, Lord? Heartbreak ako. Lord, nabasted ako. Lord, puno-puno ko ng pag-ibig pero hindi ko mapahayag sa kanya. Yes, concerned po ang Panginoon. Concerned po ang Panginoon. You're crying out right now to express yourself, but there you are sitting there. Sabi mo, kaya ko rin gawin yan eh. Medyo cute ka lang, pero kaya ko rin gawin yan eh. You know, there are a lot of things taking place behind those religious masks. Behind those pasad, you know, Jesus knew. Ganun po ang tumingin ng Panginoon at tumitingin siya ng may awa, may habag. He had compassion on them because they were harassed, discouraged, powerless, helpless. Alam niyo po ba yung, is there anyone here you are discouraged? Discouraged is lack of courage to face tomorrow. Parang ayaw mo nang harapin yung bukas. Tomorrow is the same as yesterday. Ayaw mo nang harapin. You are discouraged. Universal disease po yan. And it's contagious. If you are discouraged, every people around you, discouraged din. At lahat kayo pangit. Lahat walang masaya. Kasi discouraged ako eh. Pare-pareho tayo. Damay-damay na. Ganun yun. You know, but si Lord, when he saw the crowd, he is just not just concerned what they can do, but what he can do. You know, here in a church, we're not just concerned what you can do. We're here to point you to God. We're here to usher you to God. Jesus, bago pa lang kayo pumasok dito, nauna na ang Panginoon. It's not what you can do, but what God can do through you. To be honest po, me, the pastor, we're not working for God. God is working in our behalf. When God sees you, He sees your mistake, your faults, katulad po ng mga tao. Hindi sinabi ni Lord, itama niyo muna yung buhay niyo, and then bago kayo lumapit sa akin. And then healing will come. Hindi po. Alam niyo po ba, if you're waiting na, Lord, I will make my life right, and that's the time I will serve you, I will honor you, I will be part of the victory group, I will enjoy the community of believers, kailangan tama ang buhay ko, I will tell you, patay na kayo. Hindi pa mangyayari yun. Why? Some of you, what you're praying, the perfection that you're looking for is sa langit lang. God expect you to be fully human. Tanungin mo sarili mo, tao ba ako? Tao ba ako? O plastic na ako? You know, sometimes we wear religious masks. Like this picture. Pag nasa church tayo, iba yung mask natin. Pag nasa opisina natin, iba yung mask natin. Kasi kasarap natin yung boss na pumipirma ng check eh. Pag nasa ano tayo, social, iba yung mask natin. But beneath that religious mask, God knew. He knows. Katulad tayo ng isang duck. Wala. Nawala yung duck. Alam mo ba yung duck na pag nagsiswim yan, in the surface is at peace. But beneath, nagpapadal yung paa niya. Ayan. Katulad ba kayo ng isang, ano ba yan? Ging-ging na yan. Ging-ging. Na, ngayon tahimik ka, pero nagpapadal. There are a lot of things. You know, when someone lost a loved one, and then the question is, when it will ever be normal again? The question is never. That's why Jesus is teaching us a new normal. Some of you, you lost your loved one. I will tell you, you will never get to yung normal life again. That's why Jesus is teaching you a new normal, new perspective, new eternal perspective, new eyesight. You look people in the eye of compassion. Hindi na po magiging normal yon. Are you facing some crisis today? Have you lost your spouse? Iniwan ka sa mabagumong yaya? Hindi na po magiging normal yon. That's why Jesus, He see beyond. You know, there's a new normal. Living in the life of Christ. Living in the principle, the ways of God. Ganun po ang tumingin ng Panginoon. Unfortunately, tayo short-sighted. We don't see further enough. Tama po ba yun? And then sabi niya doon, scripture, can you flash the scripture again? They were like a sheep without a shepherd. Alam niyo po ba, ang tupa lang, ang walang kapasidad na lumaban, o wala silang venom na tinatawag, o wala silang defense mechanism to fight back. The only thing that the sheep have is the shepherd. Pag wala po yung shepherd, wala silang protection. No amount of gadget, no amount of achievement, no amount of trophies, no amount of eloquency, no amount of branded clothes or branded bags. Gusto ko po yun. Gusto natin yun. Pero, we need Christ. We need God. He's our only protection. He's the one who there are journey sa bawat isa po natin that your spouse, your son, your daughter cannot walk in that journey. There are certain degree lang na pwede silang lumakad sa tabi natin. But Jesus, He can walk further even as eternity is concerned. Ganun po ang Panginoon. Kaya niyang tumingin malayo. He sees beyond. Tayo kasi masyado tayong unnatural. Do you follow? Do you know what I'm talking about here? Even you see yourself as a poor individual. I myself, I shared that I am a recipient of God's compassion. Lumaki po ako sa Taytay. I grew up sa may kayang pamilya, may kayabangan. We were so religious and confused. Hindi ako pinayagan na maging sakristan kasi hindi ko pa abot yung ano yan, yung... So rejected na ako. Bata pa ako, rejected na ako. No? So everyday, kasama ko yung lola ko, pumunta kami sa church. Lalo pa akong nalito kasi pumunta kami sa risalista. Sinasapian, sabi, narinig ko, bata pa ako, sabi, gusto mo patayin kita, buhayin kita bukas. Sabi nung ano, hindi po, hindi po. Ano yun? Tapos pumunta kami, kinakausap namin yung sinapian ng duwende. Tapos pumunta kami doon, isa sinapian ng espiritu, gumaganon siya. Sabi niya, kumuha kayo ng tubig, kumuha kami ng tubig. Kumuha ka ng planggana, kumuha kami ng planggana. Hinugasan niyo yung mga paa, hinugasan yung paa. Kinuha yung tubig, nilagay sa baso, ininom niya. Sabi ko, wow, 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 Lord, I'm confused, I'm confused. So lumaki po ako ng confused. Hirap na hirap ako. Sabi ko, gusto kong bumait, pero di ko magawa. Gusto kong bumait. Mahihiyain po ako, and then, kahit maliit po ako, nag-ship naman ako, yumabang naman ako, mga kasama ko, 6'2", 6'4". Pwede pala, pag makalukuhan pala ako, pwede, hindi nila alam. Mahihiyain ako, pero pag nagpatawa pala ako, so, nalito na ako. Does anyone care? No one cares. So I flow with the motion. And then, nasubukan ko po, bumagsak ang negosyo ng mga magulang ko. And then, dumating po kami sa point na sa laki ng bahay namin, kasi laki lang po ng, eto to, ganito po, lima po kami magkakapatid, nagsasama po kami sa ganitong kalaking lugar. Pag mag-lunch na po kami, naghahati kami ng kamatis. Lunch na tayo. Inalis ko yung buto, syempre, no? Tapos, pag nagkulang pa yun, magmimerienda kami, pupunta kami sa puno ng sampalok, yung bagong labas, ano yun? Kukuha kami, ayan. Merienda na. Nauubos po yung sinelas namin kasi wala kaming sumadsad po kami, bumagsak yung negosyo, yung sinelas namin ang pinangsasaing gatong namin. Nauubos yung mga tela, yung mga damit na luma. I'm in pain, I'm in trouble, I'm confused. And then sabi ko, Lord, pagod na po ako. 18 years old. Ngayon po, 40. Kaya ko to, kaya ko to. 40. 45 na po ako. So, 18 years old, sabi ko, Lord, kung totoo ka, be real. If not, there's no reason to move on. Ayoko magpakabit, then babatok-batokan. Sometimes, ang mindset natin ng compassion is weak, soft. But actually, it's a true strength in a few people's lives na you possess. Jesus is compassionate one. He was moved with compassion. And then, Lord, you know what? My life changed. I came to know the Lord. Kami pong magkakapatid, to cut the story short, yung isang kapatid ko po nasa Spain na, missionary siya. Yung isang kapatid ko po nasa Australia, missionary pa rin. God is more real than anything else. God's compassion is more real. Yung isang kapatid ko po, he works in the bank, and my other sister helped my mom. At ako po, eto, patuloy pa rin na sinasabi sa inyo na ang awa, pag-ibig, ng Panginoon ay umaabot sa kanino mang tao. Christ's compassion sees beyond. Does Jesus care? Yes, He cares. Let's watch this video.
I'm si Zane. Ngayon po, I'm taking broadcasting. Sobrang pangarap ko tong course na to before. Hindi ko makita paano ako umabot sa ganitong level. Since apat kami magkakapatid, yung ate ko papasok sa school, may baon. Yung kuya ko papasok sa school, may baon. Pagdating po sa akin, tsaka sa bunso ko kapatid, laging wala na. Parang kami na lang po yung bahala. Para anong gagawin namin sa school. So, syempre, para sa akin, lifestyle ko na yun. Since yung pang-arap ko po is hindi ako pwedeng mag-stop ng pag-aaral. Kasi since then, parang lumaki ako sa hirap. Ayoko pong matapos lang din ako sa hirap. Noong high school po ako, naging part ako ng isang scholarship. Until now, na hanggang sa gumraduate ako ngayong taon. During yung time na yun, parang ano, ayun, every time na susulat ako ng address, hindi ko alam po anong address ilalagay. Kasi nga wala kami permanent address. Kasi every year, nagpalipat-lipat kami ng bahay. Every year, pinapaalis kami ng bahay. Pinapalayas kami. Pero lagi akong nire-remind ni God. May bahay ako sa kanya. Nag-conduct ako ng thesis sa South Cotabato. During that time, parang na-challenge ako ni God sa mga equipment na kailangan ko sa school. Ako bilang communication arts, bilang broadcasting, ang equipment na kailangan namin is camera, laptops, pero never ako nagkaroon ng mga ganong bagay. Umabot ako ng fourth year, wala akong mga ganon. Sobrang nakakatuwa lang kasi si God nagpo-provide siya ng mga tao para magkaroon ako ng ganon. Pero alam niyo yun, tinrain ako ni God na mag-persevere kahit wala akong mga gamit. Natapos ko yung thesis ko sa Cotabato, nakabalik ako ng Manila. Nakakatawa lang kasi parang during ng time na yun, 100 yung pinaka-top na score. Pero we got it 105. Parang sobra-sobra pa yung binigay ni God. Yung pinaka-revelation lang talaga sa ups and downs ng buhay ko is like, parang don't settle for just less, for anything else na nakikita mo. Kasi iba yung nakikita mo sa nakikita ni God. Parang kung ito, best na to para sa'yo. Iba yung best ni God para sa'yo.
Wow! Thank you, Lord. You know, Jesus cares about you more than you care about yourself. And let me leave you with this one point. Christ is the ultimate expression of God's compassion. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you even said in your word, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all our care upon you. For you indeed care. You care for us, God. You know, I believe the Lord is making himself known right now. Will you respond to him right now? Will you open up your heart? Make yourself vulnerable before God right now. Acknowledge your need before him. He cares. You know what's taking place. Everything is filtered in his presence. He knows the pain. He knows the hurts. He knows the confusion right now. And what he's asking right now is just come to him and receive his mercy and his compassion right now. Probably some of you, you're not grieving for some losses right now. You pretend to be strong, but deep inside of you, there's something dying. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel that pain. He knows your emotion. You're not just a spiritual being. You're an emotional being as well. He knows your needs. For the person that I'm talking to right now, will you raise your hand right now? Let me pray for you. Just lift it up high right now. Lord, you know everyone's heart right now. They're raising their hands. They were in pain. Some of them, they were confused, God. Some of them, Lord God, they tried to comprehend things by their mind, but emotionally, they were empty, God. And here you are, Lord. You're reaching to us. Thank you that you're making yourself known, that you care for every detail of our life. We receive it, Lord. We receive that healing. We receive, Lord, the hunger for your word.